Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Yes, old flame versus new flame. Is thinking about your ex helpful or harmful in your new relationship? All right, so before we go to our next break, we're going to go around the room. And I'm going to ask each individual the question. Is thinking about your ex helpful or harmful in your new relationship? Starting with you, Tanisha.
Think it's 50-50, but more or less it's a little harmful because you start the comparison and you start to think, well, he wouldn't do that or things of that nature. So I don't think it's necessarily helpful, but it's not harmful. So I'm 50-50 with it right now.
You 50-50. So we're going with 50-50 for Tanisha. Okay. All right. What about you, Cognac?
I think it's helpful to teach you for the bull crap you're going to go through next time. Like, you learn a lot of bull from your ex, so yes. You'd be like, look, I don't like how you walked in the room. We're not going to work.
Yes, sir.
Exactly.
Yes, sir.
It is.
Okay. All right. Now, what about you? You married.
Yes.
All right.
So happily.
Happily. Married. You had to put emphasis on happily.
Yes.
She definitely did.
Yes. Okay. Very happy.
Helpful or harmful?
Harmful.
Oh, and why you say harmful?
I was. Who wants to be with somebody when you're constantly being compared? Mm-hmm. Like, why would I? I wouldn't want nobody thinking about their ex when they're with me. I'm like, wait a minute, what am I not doing right?
Like, so it's not like 50-50.
No, it's. I think it's harmful. I think it's harmful.
Okay. All right. We're going to expound on that.
Okay.
Coming up in the next segment. What about you, Gabby?
I would have to agree with Tanisha. I think it's 50-50, and also with Cognac, because it's kind of like he's your ex for a reason. So seeing those red flags, it's like, uh-oh, this reminds me of something. Yeah, I'm not trying to go down that road again. Nah, I'm good. You know what I'm saying? So I believe it's 50-50. Now, thinking, like, when you go into a new relationship, thinking of, like, old things that, like, you know, oh, well, comparing, I think, is could be harmful. You know, oh, he didn't do that, he didn't do that, especially if you're vocal about it. So I believe 50-50.
Okay. What about you, CJ?
I'm gonna say 50-50 as well. It's harmful because who really wants to be compared? Like she said, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to be compared to the last dude you were with. I don't want to compare you to the last female. Although you're gonna see some comparisons and some differences, you don't want to. But it can also be helpful, like Cognac said, man. Those those steps, those things you learned from that previous relationship. I need to make sure I'm either not doing or I am going to, continue to expand on.
That's why I feel like it's more helpful than harmful, because it's helpful, like you said, CJ, you learn from your experiences not to mess things up again in your new relationship. Okay, so we're going to expound on that coming up right here on News and Talk 1380 WAOK. The telephone line number is 404-892-2703. We are asking the question, is thinking about your ex helpful or harmful in your new relationship? Old flame versus new flame. We want to hear from you. 404-892-2703. It's Love and Relationships with Friends. Sean Garvey in the studio with Tanisha Mackin. Lipstick and Cognac. Gabby B, Gabby Bell, and CJ right here on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
Old flame versus new flame. Is thinking about your ex helpful or harmful in your new relationship? We want to hear from you. 404-892-2703. Before we go to the phone lines, I'm going to go to Gabby. She is in the studio with us along with our special guest, Lipstick and Cognac, and author Tanisha Mackin. Now, we spoke off the air that you are in a new relationship, right?
Something like that.
Something like that.
Is he listening?
No.
Oh.
Okay. He don't even know I'm here today.
Oh, okay.
Oh, this new.
He think I'm working. Oh, which I am, kind of.
Sort of.
Yeah. Sort of. Okay. Now, talk to us about your last relationship before your new boo.
Ooh.
What was your relationship like with your ex? Give our listeners the good, the bad, and the ugly on why your last relationship ended.
Oh, goodness. Where do I start? Okay. Well, my ex, He we actually met at a lounge called Atlantis. You ever heard of? It's in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. So, you know, we were just, me and my friends were just hanging out, and he kind of just came over, sat down, just took one piece of my chicken and started eating.
Oh, no.
So I was
no,
like, whoa, what's going on here? But, no, he I mean,
she said, she no, should have known that was
it was a red flower.
I know, right? I know, right? I know.
Not my chicken.
I know. But we had made kind of like eye contact before. I mean, like earlier on during the day or whatever. But anyway, long story short, we kind of fell really quickly. And, we got along great. We didn't have any arguments. Everything was just perfect. And I was basically head over heels.
Mm-hmm.
And you know how sometimes you could be so blind that you don't really see things,
Jesus.
You know? Jesus. And it all kind of went downhill where, you know, being that I'm into radio, he was saying, you know, meeting you brought back the feeling of wanting to write music again. And I was like, okay, cool. You know, I can dig that or whatever. Then all of a sudden, we're dating 7 months in. He wants to become an artist.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's fine.
I see what
it's going.
Yeah,
exactly.
Put me on, boo.
Exactly. So I was like, okay, right. You know. And then it was just, I don't support him. And it's just like, what do you do when you don't think that the music is that good? And, you know, you just, you know,
You just tell him it's whack.
I mean, you know, so we kind of, then I didn't like his manager, which was, she was a female. And, you know, I wanted to meet her. And, like, she didn't want to meet me. And I thought that was a little kind of crazy.
Weird.
Because what I was going to do, I was trying to get close to her. So she knows when they go on the road, like, we cool. Like, I ain't going to let you do that to your chick. You know, I was trying to build a bond with her.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, then she used to call him boo, love, all this other. It just went downhill from that. And then we broke up. And then come to find out, during the New Year's, one of my friends, I was trying to build a relationship with this girl. And we were all drunk, and I had him take me home first. And I trusted my man at that time, you know. And I was drunk. I was.
You never leave.
I know. I was
your
drunk.
Man with a girl.
I was drunk. It didn't dawn on me. But I came to find out that they end up sleeping together.
Wow. Okay. So now fast forward, you are in a new relationship. You're talking to somebody.
Yeah, we're talking.
You all talking.
Yeah.
Have you made any type of recent communication with your ex?
Absolutely not. He was calling. But after I found that out, it was just kind of like a dub. Yeah. I mean, what else can you do? I mean, I was over it. But before I found, because I didn't find that out until a couple months after we broke up. Because the girl ended up saying something to me, but she didn't say they went all the way. But I know that they did because of something that he said to me. And I'm like, well, how would you know that if you didn't? Yeah, girl, I could tell you
she
some stories.
But so, but then since you don't have no longer communication ties with your ex-boyfriend, do you think about him?
Absolutely. We had good times. Like I felt like we were Scorpios.
Shout out Scorpio team.
So, and so I mean, he spoiled me. I'm talking about. Spoil. I'm talking about expensive gifts. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, I deserved them because he was a single dad and he traveled a lot. So, you know, he had a 15 and 17-year-old. So I played, you know, stepmom to that, you know, cooking and going over to cleaning and taking care of the boys while they weren't there. So, I mean, it was well deserved. But he spoiled. We went on trips. I mean, he spoiled a lot of the designer things that I have is thanks to him. So it's just kind of like, you know.
Oh, it was a hot girl summer that day.
It was nice, you know, and now I'm not getting that. But
City
I mean,
girl,
so it's
a 305.
Yeah,
right. Yeah.
No, you paid for
that's
that.
That's why she still be thinking about him. She carry that Louis Vuitton and be like, oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Him. Exactly.
Him.
So, I mean, but do you think it's helpful or harmful now that you're in a new relationship? Is that helpful or harmful? Because here you are sitting across from us and you saying that you think about him. You think about him very often, right?
Not as much.
Not as much.
I used to. It took me about 7 months to get over him. Yeah.
How long were y'all together?
Almost a year. Like, everything happened so quickly. Like, right. I mean, we was going to move in together. I mean, everything just happened so quickly, but it just felt right. And Sean know who I am. I am so picky when it comes to men here in Atlanta. So it's kind of like, I finally found somebody. Like, oh my goodness, because I'll kick you to the left when I see one red flag. But with him, it was different. And he was from up north where I'm from. So it was kind of like, yes, you know, like, yeah. And but then, you know, with this situation, I ain't gonna lie. I did in the beginning talk about my ex to him. And he was like, you're not over him. And we used to get into arguments about
that. Would
that.
Mess up a man's ego in a heartbeat.
Be like, can you do this?
So he ain't right.
But honestly, being that I had that, I still was not happy. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've had the gifts and all that, but it still was something missing.
But you remember it.
I do.
And you said, where?
I do.
He ain't no good.
He don't know those gifts came from him, though. But I don't think he would have a problem with that, I don't think, right?
Well, yes. That's before his time.
Yes, he would.
No, he would.
He would.
He might.
He would, I'm telling
you. How about you don't say, oh, I got this from him? How about you just don't say that?
Yeah.
Well, I don't.
You can't wear the LV no more. He already know that.
Why?
You just said it on air.
He's not listening. We're good.
Okay. You think he not.
Okay.
You think he not.
Okay, now.
His mama's sister cousin is, though.
You think he listening to one of them playbacks and he listening to you right now.
Somebody type it right now.
404-892-2703. Is thinking about your ex helpful or harmful in your new relationship? Gabby just spilled the tea that she still thinks about her ex for all the good things that she has done, all the good things he has done for her in the new relationship that she's in right now. But it sounds to me that it could be detrimental down the road. When we come back, Lipstick got something to say, ladies and gentlemen, and we're gonna go to the phone lines when we come back from break. Raymond from Douglasville, I see you. It's News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
Old flame versus new flame. Is thinking about your ex helpful or harmful in your new relationship? We want to hear from you. 404-892-2703. Before we go to the phone lines, I'm going to go to Gabby. She is in the studio with us, along with our special guest, Lipstick and Cognac, and author Tanisha Mackin. Now, we spoke off the air that you are in a new relationship, right?
Something like that.
Something like that.
Is he listening?
No.
Oh.
He don't even know I'm here today.
Oh, okay.
Oh, this new.
He think I'm working. Which I am, kind of.
Sort of.
Okay. Now, talk to us about your last relationship before your new boo.
Ooh.
What was your relationship like with your ex? Give our listeners the good, the bad, and the ugly on why your last relationship ended.
Oh, goodness. Where do I start? Okay. Well, my ex, we actually met at a lounge called Atlantis. You ever heard of? It's in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. So, you know, me and my friends were just hanging out, and he kind of just came over, sat down, just took one piece of my chicken and started eating.
No, he didn't.
Whoa, what's going on here? But, I mean,
she should have known that was a
it was a red flurry.
I know, right?
Not my chicken.
I know. But we had made kind of like eye contact before. I mean, like earlier on during the day or whatever. But anyway, long story short, we kind of fell really quickly. And we got along great. We didn't have any arguments. Everything was just perfect. And I was basically head over heels.
Mm-hmm.
And you know how sometimes you can be so blind that you don't really see things, you know?
Jesus.
And it all kind of went downhill where, you know, being that I'm into radio, he was saying, you know, meeting you brought back the feeling of wanting to write music again. And I was like, okay, cool, you know, I can dig that or whatever. Then all of a sudden we're dating 7 months in, he wants to become an artist.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's fine.
I see what it is going.
Yeah,
exactly.
Put me on, boo.
Exactly. So I was like, okay, right. You know. And then it was just, I don't support him. And it's just like, what do you do when you don't think that the music is that good? And, you know, you just, you know, I mean, you know, so we kind of, then I didn't like his manager, which was, she was a female. And, you know, I wanted to meet her. And, like, she didn't want to meet me. And I thought that was a little kind of crazy. Because what I was going to do, I was trying to get close to her. So she knows when they go on the road, like, we cool. Like, I ain't going to let you do that to your chick. You know, I was trying to build a bond with her. Mm-hmm. But, you know, then she used to call him boo, love, all this other. It just went downhill from that. And then we broke up. And then come to find out, during the New Year's, one of my friends, I was trying to build a relationship with this girl. And we were all drunk, and I had him take me home first. And I trusted my man at that time, you know. And I was drunk. I was drunk. It didn't dawn on me. But I came to find out that they end up sleeping together.
Wow. Okay. So now fast forward, you are in a new relationship. You're talking to somebody.
Yeah, we're talking.
You all talking.
Yeah.
Have you made any type of recent communication with your ex?
Absolutely not. He was calling and calling and calling. But after I found that out, it was just kind of like a dub. Yeah. I mean, what else can you do? I mean, I was over it. But before I found, because I didn't find that out until a couple months after we broke up. Because the girl ended up saying something to me, but she didn't say they went all the way. But I know that they did because of something that he said to me. And I'm like, well, how would you know that if you didn't? Yeah, girl, I can tell you
she
some stories.
She probably had a tattoo.
But then since you don't have no longer communication ties with your ex-boyfriend, do you think about him?
Absolutely. We had good times. Like, I felt like we were Scorpios.
Shout out, Scorpio team.
So, And so, I mean, he spoiled me. I'm talking about spoiled. I'm talking about expensive gifts. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, I deserved them because he was a single dad and he traveled a lot. So, you know, he had a 15 and 17-year-old. So I played, you know, stepmom to that, you know, cooking and going over to cleaning and taking care of the boys while they weren't there. So, I mean, it was well deserved, but he spoiled. We went on trips. I mean, he spoiled a lot of the designer things that I have is thanks to him. Mm-hmm. So it's just kind of like, you know.
Oh, it was a hot girl summer that day.
It was nice, you know, and now I'm not getting that. But
City
I mean,
girl,
so it's
a 305.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
No, you paid for
that's
that.
That's why she still be thinking about him. She carry that Louis Vuitton and be like, oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. Him. Exactly.
Him.
So, I mean, but do you think it's helpful or harmful now that you're in a new relationship? Is that helpful or harmful? Because here you are sitting across from us and you saying that you think about him. You think about him very often, right?
Not as much.
Not as much.
I used to. It took me about 7 months to get over him. Yeah.
How long were y'all together?
Almost a year. Like, everything happened so quickly. Like, right. I mean, we was going to move in together. I mean, everything just happened so quickly, but it just felt right. And Sean know who I am. I am so picky when it comes to men here in Atlanta. So it's kind of like, I finally found somebody. Like, oh, my goodness, because I'll kick you to the left when I see one red flag. But with him, it was different. And he was from up north where I'm from. So it was kind of like, yes, you know, like, yeah. But then, you know, with this situation, I ain't gonna lie. I did in the beginning talk about my ex to him. And he was like, you're not over him. And we used to get into arguments about
that.
That
would mess up a man's ego in a heartbeat.
Be like, can you do this?
So he ain't right.
But honestly, being that I had that, I still was not happy. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've had the gifts and all that, but it still was something missing.
But you remember it.
I do.
And you said,
look,
where?
I do.
He ain't no good.
He don't know those gifts came from him, though. But I don't think he would have a problem with that, I don't think, right?
Well, yes. That's before his time.
Yes, he would.
No, he would.
He would. He would, I'm telling you.
How about you don't say, oh, I got this from him. How about you just don't say that?
Yeah.
Well, I don't.
You can't wear the LV no more. He already know that.
Why?
You just said it on air.
He's not listening. We're good.
Okay. You think he not.
Okay.
You think he not.
Okay now.
His mama's sister cousin is, though.
You think he listening to one of them playbacks and he listening to you right now.
Somebody type it right now.
404-892-2703. Is thinking about your ex helpful or harmful in your new relationship? Gabby just spilled the tea that she still thinks about her ex for all the good things that she has done, all the good things he has done for her in the new relationship that she's in right now. But it sounds to me that it could be detrimental. down the road. And when we come back, Lipstick got something to say, ladies and gentlemen. And we're gonna go to the phone lines when we come back from break. Raymond from Douglasville, I see you. It's News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
And before the break, we were talking to Gabby about her ex-boyfriend and the new relationship that she's in right now, where she periodically, let's just say to be fair, periodically thinks about him and all the wonderful things that he has done for her and how it could be potentially detrimental to the new relationship. All right. I know, Lipstick, you got something to say about it, but let's go over to the phone. Lipstick, let's go to the phone lines, 404-892-2703. And we are talking to Raymond from Douglasville. Hey, Raymond, is thinking about your ex helpful or harmful in your new relationship?
I mean, if she's your ex, you shouldn't be thinking about your ex.
your ex. And why? Why is that?
Yeah, because she's your ex. She's in the past.
Okay.
Like, you know what I'm saying? She's the ex. She's the ex. I was actually, my fault, I didn't know I could be on the air. I dropped you off a package earlier this week, a gift basket.
And I posted it on social media. Thank you so much.
Blessings on blessings. I just wanted to make sure you got it. They told me to call you up today. Blessings. I guess if I was in a relationship, I wouldn't want to think about my ex because, you know what I'm saying? Like, that would come in conflict with the relationship that I'm in now.
Okay, but how would it conflict, though, if you're just only thinking about the good things of what that ex done for you or just some of the great moments that you and your ex had?
Well, if I'm thinking about the good things my ex done, I need to go back to my ex.
Okay.
Fair
enough.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? If I'm thinking about the good things and she's my ex for a reason, then I got to be thinking about the bad things, too. You feel me?
Okay. All right, Randy.
So, you know what I'm saying? So if I'm thinking of both of them, then one would have to outweigh on whether I should be thinking about her at that time or not while I'm with the new person that I'm with.
So basically you're saying that it's more detrimental, it's more harmful than helpful to think about your ex in the new relationship that you are in.
I would say so.
Okay. All right. Well, Raymond, thank you for your call.
Hey, bless up. Thank you.
All right. Lipstick and Cognac,
yes.
You got something to say.
Yes. So the reason why I say it's more detrimental is because most of the time when you're thinking about your ex is because you're going through a problem with your current. You never really think about your ex when it's good and everything going well unless you still want to be with your ex.
I don't agree with that because thinking about your ex don't mean that can be spun so many ways. And the way you're saying, I agree with you, but if I'm thinking about my ex like, hey, this new person I'm with, you're doing this. Y'all could be brothers. Mm-hmm. I'm not finna deal with you. Like, y'all don't even know each other.
And he's doing something
thing.
What? Bad.
Yeah.
So you're thinking about your ex because they're doing something bad.
It can be
bad.
A good thing because I'm not finna be going around the same step or go around the block again.
Mm-hmm. What I'm trying to say is, regardless of how you interpret it, it's still a bad thing because that person had to be messing up. And now you're comparing it to the mess up that your ex did. So now you out. If your current is doing good, and you're not gonna think about your ex.
But you always had love for that person. Like, I can't turn off a love for somebody that I used to love you. Like, we're not together.
Oh, now you can't turn it off.
I can turn it off. You're just gonna be somewhere right here.
Somewhere near the heart, right?
That's different,
though, isn't it? That's a little different.
Yeah, it's different than thinking.
Yeah, thinking and I think still having love for somebody is totally different.
I still have love for exes.
How they go hand in hand?
Because you're thinking and you're loving. Like, you a thought of my love.
No.
I told you he started stuff.
He'll twist it now, okay? That Capricorn finesse. But no.
Okay. Mm-mm. What about you, Tanisha? What about you? Do you think is it helpful or hard? Well, we asked that question to you earlier. Mm-hmm. But to Gabby's point, she still thinks about him for all the wonderful things that he has done for her in the past. But
so I said I should sit in between these two because I am 50-50 about it. Because I feel like Cognac said, you sit and you see these red flags like, man, he used to do the same thing. I'm not about to deal with this. You know, I'm just not. Here go the red flags. But then also with you, you know, you sitting there like you thinking about when they mess up and you start the comparison like, okay, he's messing up. now I'm sitting back thinking about, you know, the things that I had with the other person. And, you know, it's just 50-50 to me.
Once again, thank you so much for being with us. Now, you have a very important testimony you would like to share to our listening audience about your current situation. You are in a relationship, but you constantly still think about your ex.
Right. Now, I am in a relationship. It's new. Even with the past relationships, there's a reason why I think about my ex, and that's because we were married, and that was my husband, and my husband was killed. So, you know, when I think back to the things that we did, those are the reasons why I think about him, because it's like, hey, you know, we did this, or I got two children that's his. They look just like him. So, you know, you think about those memories because of him being dead, not because he out here still in these streets. So that's why I think about my ex. I lost my husband on our 1-year wedding anniversary.
Oh, man.
Yeah, he was killed. We went to, but we lived in Austin, Texas, and we went to Buffalo for our wedding reception. And the night before our wedding reception, it was a massive shooting at a club, which eight people were shot, four were killed. One was my husband, and one was a good female friend of mine. So, you know, with the slight PTSD I have, you know, I think about him. I still wake up in them sweats and things of that nature. So that's the reason why he's still on my mind. It's not because we had so much fun together. So when I started dating after I lost him, I used to sit there and like a dude to do something, and I won't say it to his face, but in my head I'd be like, man, my husband would never do that. Like, this is stupid. Why am I dealing with this? And even when I get mad at a person and we have an argument or things of that nature, I'd be like, if my husband didn't die, I wouldn't even have to be dealing with this dumb stuff right now. So that's why I say 50-50, because, you know, these are the things that I'm dealing with.
So how does that affect your relationship right now with the new person that you are?
You know what?
With?
It doesn't, because I actually healed from doing that. When it first happened, you know, your first time dating after losing a spouse, you get into those, he's whack because my husband would never do that. Or you do that comparison, which is not a good thing. That's harmful. What you have to do is you have to heal yourself first. And then you have to learn the new person and accept them for who they are. Not the BS, but just accept them for who they are and stop trying to compare them to what you had, because now you're in your new normal. So, you know, you have to. So the current guy I'm with, you know, he knows about my past, because it made worldwide news. But what he does is he dates me and he does all these amazing things. And it does remind me, I'd be like, dag, I haven't had this in 9 years. This is stuff my husband used to do. So in 9 years, the fools that I dated wasn't doing this stuff. Now he comes along and it's like, dag, you're doing the same thing my husband used to do for me.
So that leads me to my next question. Mm-hmm. Is it right to date somebody that's identical from your ex?
Yeah.
Is it possible?
No.
Is it?
See, that's the thing. I don't want to date anybody. To me, I feel like my husband was one of a kind. You know, so I don't want to date anybody like him. The person I'm with now, he's different. You know, he's a different build from him and everything. But, you know, certain things he do, I'd be like, God, my husband used to do open doors for me and things of that nature. But all that trying to find somebody that's just like my husband, that would never happen. And I tried, but that would never happen. I would never find another man like my husband. Never.
She's getting her love languages talked to her. That's what it is. That's what that man's doing right now. He's getting her love
and
talk to him.
Right. That's right. See, me and my husband grew up together. We were friends since we were 13 years old. We got married. We were together for 10 years, and then we got married, had two kids, everything. So we grew up together. So now I'm learning who I am without him. And like you said, the love languages. I'm learning my love languages, and he's learning me. So it just, you know.
Yeah, I don't know about being identical. I don't need my new girl trying to do exactly what my old girl did.
Right, yeah, that'd be kind of creepy.
That's kind of scary. Yes. I'm good. I mean, you can do some of the things that I like and I enjoy absolutely. That she did, and you put your whole twist to it.
Yeah.
Perfectly fine, but not exactly.
I think he's just one of a kind, and he can't be duplicated to me. So.
Okay.
They got a song called Same Girl. We're not going to say who the name is.
Look. All right, see, we got to take his mic again.
See, this is why we go into our next break. What happens when your ex comes back into the scene? You may have not seen him in quite some time, or you haven't talked to him in a minute like Gabby, but he comes back into your life, he or she comes back into your life and tries to fight for you, fight for us. Old flame versus new flame. Sean Garvey right here on Love and Relationships with Friends. News and Talk 1380 WAOK. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly.